Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
You're so fine.
Is the Savage Nation heavy duty week? Heavy duty week for Christians and Jews, Easter, Passover, for over a billion Christians and Jews around the world in the millions. This is one of the heaviest weeks of religion on the calendar. And yet, here in America, we sit pondering not God's word, but gay marriage. And so, I'd like to talk about the fact that I know if you believe in God, he's watching the proceedings here in America, and he's wondering which way to go with this country, because he can't believe what's happened to this country on so many levels. Violence, pornography, drugs. And here we are talking about something as trivial as gay marriage. Now, what is Holy Week? Let's look at that. What is Holy Week? Well, everyone's heard about the Last Supper. Jewish people had their first Seder last night, which in many ways was the Last Supper, where Jesus ate with his 12 apostles. And at the Last Supper, as you know, Judas predicted would turn on him, and Judas fingered him to the Romans, and of course he was arrested, crucified, died, buried in a tomb, and came back to life. The fact of the matter is, these are heavy-duty things. America's into this entire week. This is America. Forget the media. The media is not America. The media is a reflection not of America, but of the media. It's a reflection of a small band, a small, tweaky little band of extreme atheists, anti-Americans, etc. That's what the media is. We understand that. And yet, if you read the papers, watch the TV, there is no Easter. In fact, the school just banned the word Easter. You don't know this, I swear to you. Boys and girls in Alabama elementary school can hunt for eggs, but they can't call them Easter eggs. The principal banished the word for the sake of religious diversity, to show you how insane this world has become. And yet, to over a billion Christians, this is a very holy week. And as I say to the Jewish people, last night was the first Seder, which was a supper. That's what it was. So what is a Seder? What does it mean? What happens at a Seder? The people actually know what occurs at a Seder? Well, I had a dinner last night for 20 people, but it was in a restaurant, not in a religious setting. And yet I had all of the ritualistic elements there. But I can guarantee you, if Bunuel were alive, if you even know who Bunuel is, if Louis Bunuel were alive, and Louis Bunuel had his camera with him, Louis Bunuel would have been astonished that this supper, which I hope is not my last supper — I didn't see anyone fingering me at the dinner, nor do I consider myself to be Jesus. I will tell you that I crucified myself with too much vodka. That I will admit right off the bat. As those who attended may or may not be aware. But here we are. And I want to talk for a minute about some of the elements of Passover and Easter tonight on the Savage Nation. Because as the show, 6 o'clock on the West Coast, it's 9 o'clock and so forth on the East Coast, there are an awful lot of people driving in cars right now to and from places, some from Seders, some from church during the Holy Week, from Seders, and they're just tuning around. They don't know what to listen to with the kids in the car. And I want to start by telling you some of the things that occurred at my supper, which was not the Last Supper, I hope. But nevertheless, you have to assume that every supper is your Last Supper. As far as I am concerned, each supper is a gift. Each day is a gift. Each day above ground is a gift. And every supper that you have to thank God as though it's your last supper. And you have to live as though it's both your first and your last supper. And you really have to give thanks for the fact that you can have the health to eat, you have the food to eat, you have the friends to eat with, These are all blessings, but we don't know it. We take it for granted. But it didn't come from zero. It came from great sacrifice. And nevertheless, let's forget all of that homily stuff. And let me go into something. I said to this assembled group last night, and I think it'll be of some interest to those of you who are Christians or Jewish, maybe even the atheists who pretend that they care for nothing, will be touched by some of my words tonight. It's okay if they are. They don't have to tell their friends. They can listen in privacy and go home and pretend that they're still the contrary son who sneers at everything, the type that sneers at everything with a sophomoric sneer on his face of the type you see on MSNBC and other channels. They think that passes for wisdom, to be the contrary child. Well, contrary child is in between the ages of 2 and 4. Unfortunately, too many of these simpletons are in the media, and they confuse their contrariness and their sneers with wisdom. So let me give you some wisdom and see if it matches your belief system, okay? Now, one of the things that's important for you to know, and here's something that I touched on last night. A man 60 years old or so came up to me after he said, you know, my whole life, none of this has ever meant anything to me. It had no meaning whatsoever in my whole life. I never related to any of this, the matzah and the Passover. He said, I've gone to him. It means nothing to me. It's for children. He said, but what you said last night touched me. I said, what did I say last night? And by the way, you're in for a real treat tonight in the Savage Nation, because not only will you hear me talking about this from my memory, but we have some actual sound from the recorder of last night's talks. One is only a minute and 40 seconds on the four sons. Who are the four sons? What types of sons are there? Meaning the four children. There are four types of children. And then you're going to hear a physicist friend of mine talking about God and the universe, because I asked, do you think God exists? I mean, we had amazing people there. Psychiatrist, physicist, cardiologist, ophthalmologist, ordinariist. We were only lacking a proctologist because fortunately no one needed him or her. And I understand all of them are working overtime in Washington, D.C., given the state of the nation. Yes, all of the proctologists in America have emigrated to Washington, D.C. to see if they can work through some of the morass that this country is in. But to get back to my viewpoint, what I said last night is this. Here's what I said. And by the way, you're listening to the Savage Nation. And if you're not interested in this and you want to hear about the Constitution, you want me to talk about the Constitution, And gay marriage, I'm not going to do it. You've heard it all day long. Rush beat the drum on the subject. He did a good job. I heard it for a few minutes. And then the others followed, as they're supposed to. Those who work for him in one way or the other. You know, they embellished the same way. I mean, I'm not that interested right now, to be honest with you. So don't call me on gay marriage today, because it's been done all day long. This is going to be about the Seder, Easter, Jesus, resurrection, etc., and what it means to you as a modern American. And what does it mean to your children is the issue. How many children, Jewish children, are taken to Seders who cannot believe what they're listening to? The reason that we eat matzah is so we should remember that we were slaves in Egypt. And the child says, well, what is this nonsense? What child in that room, I said last night, thinks that's relevant to him or her? None, not one child. They don't believe it. How can a child in the world today think about slavery and the Jewish people in Egypt? They can't. It's irrelevant. It has no meaning to them. None whatsoever. And yet tradition and ritual goes on, and they'll be repeated through the end of time. Egypt and this. You say slavery to a child, he thinks the American African experience in slavery. That's what he thinks about. He doesn't think about the Jewish people in Egypt. He thinks about that. So he says, I can't relate to that. Looked around the room, his mother and his father, he said they were slaves in Egypt. He doesn't understand that. Doesn't mean anything. So what I explained last night to my friends, and told them to tell others the same thing, which is that the whole thing of a release from bondage, meaning what is a Seder? Well, you're supposed to remember you were in bondage and God freed us. Why? Because we're so wonderful. Everyone in the room is so wonderful going back thousands of years that God chose you personally, freed you. No one believes that. That's not what it means. It's a misinterpretation. What the Seder is and what bondage means is our own bondage, of human bondage. We are all in bondage with our own weaknesses, our own addictions, our own wants, our own lusts, etc. Those are the bondages. Those are our Egypts, whatever the addiction may be. We are in the Egypt of our addiction, our weakness, our passions. And what the Seder represents is an opportunity to remember that we are all enslaved. We are all enslaved by ourselves. And we're supposed to free ourselves. We have an opportunity each year to renew ourselves in freedom by recognizing we are slaves. And the louder we scream, I am free, I am free, I am free, the more we can hear our own chains rattling, right? So the meaning of this is you have a chance every year to renew yourself, free yourself, break the bonds, cut the chains, and be a free man or a free woman. That is what I told my friends last night. And that's when the man came to me and said, it's the first time I've ever heard that. That is the meaning of the word slavery in Egypt. We are all our own slaves and our own slave masters, and we can break the chain. So that is the beginning of my discussion tonight on what happened last night. We're going to play a little bit more, and we're going to go into the Holy Week, and we're going to talk about the four kind of children according to the tradition. You know, you've heard that all the wise child, the contrary child, the simple child, and the dumb child, and the kind of questions these children ask when they are told, right, when they are told what the issue is. The wise child says, what's the meaning of the laws, statutes, and customs in which the Lord our God has commanded us? That's the wise child. And then you explain to the child what it means, okay? That's the wise child. He actually asks questions of the older people. The contrary child says, what's the meaning of this ceremony to you, meaning to the other people? And by doing so, the contrary child cuts himself off from the group and cuts himself off from his traditions, and therefore he goes out on the road of life alone. And we all understand that that has its risks and rewards. That's the contrary child. Then, of course, there's the simple child in the pack amongst all who say, what's this about? He doesn't even understand it. Then there's a child who's so dumb he doesn't even know how to ask a question. Just a dummy. There are dumb children. I mean, what it teaches you is that there are children of different levels of awareness and intelligence. We're not all equal according to the universe of the idiots in the universal school system, where there's no genius and no dummy. Yeah, of course there's geniuses and dummies. Take a look around you, and you'll see the dummies where they work. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Here's a vote. Traffic northbound 880 Alvarado Niles Road in Union City. A crash. Left lane is blocked. Traffic slow coming away from Dakota Road. Eastbound 580 at Hacienda Drive. It's an accident in the center divide. South Bay, southbound 85 Winchester Boulevard. Crash there. It's been moved off to the side. And getting to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Eastbound 80 at 4th Street. An accident also on the right shoulder. Northbound 101, though, slows from Cesar Chavez to the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes on Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
The words for the day, damn it, Jim.
When you call in, before you hang up on yourself, and before you curse out Bob, you're going to say, damn it, Jim, at 808-5600. Okay.
Yeah. Way so to go, here. Jim.
Damn it, Jim.
Jim, you're an idiot.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Good to meet you. Hope you get my name.
It is the one and only, yeah, the lion roared, Michael Savage. Yo, lion. So as I say to you, if you went to a Seder, and how many Christians go to Seders? A lot. How many religious Christians understand that the Seder is significant in that it relates to the Last Supper of Jesus? They understand that. The educated Christian understands the relationship between Judaism and Christianity. The educated Christian understands the significance of the Seder with regard to the Last Supper. They understand all of that. So if I tell you that I put on a dinner last night for 20 close friends in a private setting, it was not in a religious setting. I want to repeat that again. And there was a reason I didn't. Originally, I was going to go to a religious service with people, and I said, I can't go through it. Why? They said, well, come a quarter to eight. I said, well, when do we start eating? He said, around 9:30. I said, I can't do it. Because secular people are not on the time schedule of, like, the moon calendar. We're not on the lunar calendar. Nor are we agrarian where we have nothing to do but get drunk and eat all night. So most people like to go and do like a Seder light, a quick version. A nice meal, a little mumbo jumbo, and go home. They don't care. All right, so that's America today. It's most of the modern world. Let's be realistic. Now, I happen to like some of the mumbo and some of the jumbo, but I can reduce it quickly because that's my gift and my genius. I've done it for years. I can take very complicated concepts and reduce them to small phrases and impart the meaning. In other words, I take the wheat germ of the bread and I feed it to my audience on a daily basis. I tried to do that last night. And so as I said to you, as I said to the audience. I could have done this for not 20 people, but 20,000. I could have done it for 200,000 by video link. I could have done it for 2 million by video link, had I wanted to, and had I been mercenary, and had I been desperate for money. I could have video had this broadcast, and people would have been interested in it. You think of other dinners, you know. You think of the Bunuel dinners if you're into the cinema world. Or you think of my dinner with Andre, which was kind of funny, but, you know, it has no meaning anymore. But this was a remarkable dinner because I try to explain to people what it meant. It wasn't just about eating and drinking with friends, although I'm going to tell you some funny stories about that. And once I get into that sideshow, that's the end of the show tonight, because I know you're going to want to hear about the food and what actually happened. And was Teddy there? And yes, he was. And he had a wonderful time. It was in a private room in a restaurant on the waterfront in San Francisco with a view of the San Francisco Bay Bridge. When the light show came on, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing to watch this. Okay. And the thing is this, is that most people who invite you to a dinner pick one or two entrees, and you get a choice, a chicken and a fish, right? And if you don't like it, you eat the vegetables. Unfortunately for me, I wasn't thinking about that. I had an open menu the entire restaurant. So what do you think happened? Some people were pigs. I know you don't want to hear it. I'll probably lose my friends, but you know what? I figure anyone who did that isn't my friend anyway. You had people who, because it was an open menu, instead of being reasonable, instead of picking something within the realm of everyone else, they had to order the most expensive things on the menu. Did it matter to me in the long run, in the big picture of my life? No. Why does it bother me? It bothers me because it's an abuse of trust and abuse of friendship. Do you understand? Did that ever happen to you? Did you ever invite a group of people to a restaurant and instead of being a cheapskate and putting like a cheap chicken and a roast beef, you know, within a realm of like the $49 you can get the dessert all in one, you actually set nothing, no restrictions. So naturally, some are reasonable. The others are like, there's a word in Jewish for it called chaza. A chaza is a pig in any language, and everyone knows what a pig is, whether you're Bulgarian or Christian or Buddhist. Everyone knows what a chaza is. Every religion has the equivalent. Unfortunately, the trough existed. I got pissed off. Now you say, well, why are you even talking about this? Doesn't it make you a smaller man? I don't know, does it? I think it makes me a human man. I was actually angry at being ripped off by a few now, not all. And nobody brought so much as a bouquet of flowers or a card. Can you believe this? Now, what's that about? It shows you the wreckage of our civilization. It shows you that even decent people have fallen. It shows you that even decent people who think they're traditionalists have no sense of grace. That's what it shows you. So enjoy the show. You ready for a big ride? Here it comes.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher for donating. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Good afternoon, I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Concord decides tonight whether to ban growing marijuana outdoors, even for medicinal purposes. Tonight's city council vote follows months of debate on the issue. Police say the victim of a gang-related shooting in Salinas was found 90 miles away at a Denny's in San Mateo. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 680 Livorna have an accident, maybe blocking a lane. Traffic already sluggish from Danville into Walnut Creek because of earlier problems. Eastbound 24, slow from 580 into the Caldecott Tunnel. Slow driving southbound 101 as you make your way through the Waldo Grade and Tunnel across the Golden Gate Bridge. Northbound 101, slow Richardson Bay Bridge up to Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. On the peninsula, northbound 101 slows Woodside Road up to Highway 92. Eastbound 92, slow from 280 past El Camino because of an earlier crash. I'm Dave Houck, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention homeowners. Are you looking to refinance at today's record low interest rates? Well, look no further, because at OpenGate Lending, we pride ourselves on getting our clients the lowest rates possible, like our 30-year fixed at 3.25%, 3.493 APR. Yes, a 3.25% interest rate. And if you think you can't refinance because your home is upside down or you have less than perfect credit, think again. We have government-insured loans that are designed to help you refinance. Just give us a call at 800-351-2765. This isn't rocket science, folks. It's about getting you the lowest rate and saving you as much money as possible. Call now for a super low 3.25% interest rate at 3.493 APR. Call OpenGate Lending at 800-351-2765. That's 800-351-2765.
Open the gate to the rates with OpenGate Lending.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rates subject to change without notice. See website or call for terms and conditions. Loans made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law, license 603J903, NMLS 954578, Equal Housing Lender.
I dig the new Honda CR-V, Dad. The Pandora compatibility and rearview camera are tight.
Like the lid on an old jar of olives.
Seriously, six standard features.
And Hondas hold their value better than any other brand. It's sick like the mad cow flu.
Dad, don't try to use our words.
Why? My new ride is totes cray-cray.
Dad, stop.
Get a Honda CR-V with 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers during the really big spring event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriage rates apply. Value retention claim based on ALG's 2013 model year residual value award for mainstream brands. Visit ALG.com for more info. See dealer for financing details.
The Sage salute to your business. Here's to being the innovator in chief, to crazy ideas that still make dollars and cents, to mobile payments that never take the long way into your accounting system. Here's to controlling your operating costs so that you can achieve your business goals. Sage, believe in your numbers. Visit sagetoday.com. That's sagetoday.com.
Tim Sullivan from Monarch Retirement Group constantly strives to make your retirement and investing goals a reality.
Monarch Retirement is a company that works to secure your financial future by analyzing and creating portfolios tailored directly for you. We help people prepare for retirement by analyzing what they've done already to prepare themselves and coming up with some solutions moving forward that can put them on track to meet their retirement goals. Tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan.
Call Tim Sullivan at Monarch Retirement Group toll free to help navigate your investment future. 866-666-9996. That's 866-666-9996. Or go to monarchretirement.com. Tune in every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSFO 560 to Right on the Money with Tim Sullivan. Securities and advisory services offered through SII Investments, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. SII and Monarch Retirement Group are separate companies.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
See, what I'm going to do for you tonight is risky, because I'm giving you the spiritual conversation, and then I'm going to give you the mundane of the Chazas, and I actually have the bill in front of me. I know you're not going to believe it, because I intend to embarrass those who were there who may be listening. I hope they turn red and realize that they're not who they think they are. No, I'm going to actually have the bill in front of me. I mean, you can't believe, when I get angry, I don't stop. You say, why are you going on and on about it? Because I didn't pick a four-course dinner at a fixed price. I left an open menu. So some Chazas, if everyone's given a salad and they cost a certain amount of money, why did two Chazas have to order two heirloom beet salads at $28? Why? Because it was free. Because they saw it on the menu. They figured, I'm a schmuck to pay for it. I'll order it. And they'll just smile at the moron who's paying for it. They'll have it. The green salad, in other words, wasn't good enough for them. You know what? I think I'll have the heirloom beet salad because I'm a special person. That's right. And I'll have the pancetta prawns for $28. Even though they ate appetizers like Chazas at the bar, the pizza, the calamari, the sliders, the smoked salmon. They had to then have another appetizer because I, again, didn't pick a fixed menu. Now, I know you think this is funny, and it is, because this is very human. In other words, in the midst of talking about holy things, here's the man, Michael Savage, telling you he's pissed off at people he invited to dinner. Now, why is he doing it publicly? Because I am, that's all. If I'm wrong, it doesn't matter to me. If I don't see them or hear from them again, it won't matter. I'm not going to see them anyway until I invite them to another party for free. See, this is the thing about the Bay Area that most people don't know. It has about the worst people in America seem to have drifted out here a long time ago. They're takers. They take, give nothing back. This has been going on since I'm here 40 years. I'm the guy who makes the parties. Now, it's got so bad for me here 20 years ago. I got so angry at the emptiness, the spiritual death, the soul death in the Bay Area, that I created the Savage Nation in order to create an audience. And so in some ways, it's God's hand behind all of this anyway, I know that. In other words, this is considered, to religious people, the Bay Area is considered exile. San Francisco is considered the epitome of an exile in America. It's a land of the exiles. I don't know if you understand spiritually what San Francisco is. It is the most soul-dead place in America. Oh, they think they're wild and free because they wear tight dungarees and look at their behinds in the mirror at night and go to a nightclub and snicker at each other. That goes for boys and girls. But it's the most spiritually devoid place in the United States of America. There's nothing here. There's nothing of the spirit here to speak of.
And
so it's so bad. The people are so, you know, I once met a guy in North Beach back in the I got here in 74. He must have been 78. A blonde guy, blue eyes. He was Yugoslavian. He went insane in the streets. I don't remember his name, but he once wound up, I remember, he went crazy from the lack of humanity. And he wound up walking in the streets and talking to himself, saying, the continuum, the continuum, the continuum. There's no continuum here. And I said, what do you mean? What do you mean, no continuum? He says, there's no cycle. No one gives anything back. Nobody gives you anything back. There's no continuum here. I think eventually he left and went back to Yugoslavia. He couldn't believe the people here, how devoid they are of spirit and soul. So I understand I'm in this vortex. It's like being not a tsunami, but like a sort of mini tidal wave. I'm getting sucked out to sea, and you don't know how to get back to shore. So I created my own audience called the Savage Nation.
Really are.
That's what motivated me originally, was to have my own audience. So what I'm telling you is that I see everything on a mundane level, and I see it on a spiritual level. I have one eye on heaven, one eye on the eternal, and one eye, I'm very mad, just a man in the street who can throw a dinner for 20 people and get pissed off at them because a few of them were chazas. And I'll say, I'm never going to throw a dinner again, never. That's an interesting story in a way. It's something you might have read. There are some writers who could have done this perfectly. I can think of a few of a character like me. Throws a dinner, and instead of picking a fixed menu, instead of picking a chicken, a fish and a beef dish with a fixed price, with a one appetizer, one second course, one entree, and a dessert, I had to leave an open menu and get ripped off by chazas, who gave me a smile job. And you have to understand something odd about this. It wouldn't have affected me one way or the other, whether it was cheaper or more expensive. In the long run, it didn't matter to my lifestyle or my legacy. But why am I going on about this? Why is that bothering me so much? Why am I so bothered by the people who weren't happy enough with the green salad, 23 mixed green salads, $207. I have to see on the menu, I mean, I'm looking at the bill now, two heirloom beet salads, $28. Now, I don't know exactly who ordered the beet salads, but they had to be very special friends of mine because it was free. I have no idea who ordered that. Or who had to order the extra cioppino and the mixed grill and the this and the that. Others would say you're crazy, you're being petty. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not being petty. Maybe to me this symbolizes everything that's wrong in the world today. Maybe that's what bothers me. I don't know. But I know I go with my instincts. And if you think less of me because of it, I apologize in advance. If, on the other hand, you understand why it's bothering me, because you also have been abused by friends who have taken advantage of your kind nature, which is a whole story unto itself. You see, I have a very kind, giving nature. But I could be mean as a rattlesnake, too. Make no mistake about it. I didn't get where I am by being a nice guy. Fundamentally, I'm a decent person and a giving person. But I learned a long time ago that if you are not careful, people will confuse kindness with weakness. and they'll eat you alive. They'll throw you on a sub. They'll strip you of your clothing and throw you on the third rail of the IRT in New York City if you're too kind. That's something you have to teach your children. Don't be a moron and teach your child to be nice to strangers, because your child will wind up raped and murdered. I can guarantee you. I guarantee you the child, unless they're protected in a little greenhouse, is going to be ripped off and probably, well, anyway, you get the picture. My father was an immigrant, came from Russia, worked his way out of nothing, never became a wealthy man. He had a little business, bought his own house, paid it off over 20 years, always had one car. My mother never had to work. And when he died young at 57, he left her the house and a little money. That's all. But that was a successful life. He never gambled. He never put money in the stock market. He didn't trust it. But what I'm saying is he was from another world, and he taught me something. He taught me a lot of things, and I didn't get along with him at all, by the way. I don't want you to think I glorify him. He and I fought like crazy. Because once I became 13 and became a man, he and I fought. It's the way of the world, incidentally. Whether you know it or not, I don't care whether you have a perfect relationship with your son if you're a man. God bless you if you do. This cave thing has been going on from the beginning of time. And psychologists, psychiatrists will tell you it's fundamentally under the surface anyway. Fathers and sons compete with each other. They compete with each other. They're fighting for dominance. They're fighting for the mother's affections. There's so many things that go on between fathers and sons. I can't speak with any authority on mothers and daughters. I can only speak on what I know to be true as a man. It doesn't mean you hate your son. It doesn't mean your son hates you necessarily. God forbid that should evolve. But fundamentally, there is a competition between a father and son. Freud wrote about it, but he wasn't the first to write about it. I believe the Bible had something to say on it. Yeah, I think there's a little story called Abraham and Isaac, if I recall correctly, that predated Sigmund Freud. So nevertheless, what I'm telling you is a big story here. It's going from the cost of a beet salad all the way to the beat of the Bible tonight on the Savage Nation. Because I've had a rough day today. First of all, I told you, I'll lay it out up front. If I were a performer of the regular kind in front of an audience, it would have been hard for me to get up in front of a nightclub tonight. I would have to be wearing sunglasses. I'd have to ask the stagehands to turn down the lights. I'd have to tell people to stop talking because I like
sort of
massive bad hangover. I didn't even drink that much. It was like exhausting. If I do a dinner for 20, I put out as much energy as I would for 20,000 people. And I did. So that's the next day after performance. Most sane people wouldn't even be on the air. But I'm on the air, so I figured I'm going to go on the air. I'm going to give you one from the heart. I'm going to give you the whole gestalt, whatever's going on, the bill, the Seder, the meaning of it. From the beets to the beet salad is what you're going to get tonight in the Savage Nation. But, you know, I want to talk about the importance of the Seder, and I'm not being insignificant about it. It has tremendous significance to me in that I have to remind myself how my bondages, okay? I've struggled all my life to be a better person. I haven't succeeded the way I'd like to. I'm still an ordinary man in virtually every way, despite the fact that I have a great radio show. At the end of the day, in addition to flying like an eagle, so to speak, for 3 hours a day, for 21 hours, I'm just another mote in the mire like the rest of the world. And what motivates me to excel at my craft is the desire to fly like an eagle for a few hours a day. And we don't always achieve it. And then in flying like an eagle, we got to make sure that we don't become Icarus and fly too close to the sun. And so therefore, let us now settle down at 42,000 feet at 500 knots and have a show together on the Savage Nation talking about the Holy Week that we are living through. Everyone listening to this show. Everyone listening to this show has to understand the significance of this week in America today. Christians and Jews alike are in another realm. We actually, if we believe in God, are closer to God, and God is closer to us perhaps this week than any other week in the Christian calendar. And the fact of the matter is, its powerful significance affects all of us in ways that we can hardly imagine in our daily lives. It's very important to understand that. And so here's a man on the radio talking about the Holy Week, the Last Supper, Jesus, a Jewish Seder, a dinner, some schnurrer friends, the loss of civilization, the loss of the continuum, the collapse of civilization as exemplified even by a dinner, Yes, you hear this? Even within this dinner, you can see the loss of civilization, is what I'm getting at. For example, my mother, my father in their day, and you probably have seen this on The Sopranos, they were not in that world, but that milieu, okay? A person would not go to another person's house if they were invited over for coffee or dinner without bringing something. It was a bakery, a cake. They would go to the bakery and they'd get a cake and it would be wrapped in a string. Why? It was a symbolic gesture. You invited me to your house. Here's a cake for you. Did the person need the cake? No. It wasn't the point. It was show thank you, right? That is not done today. Now they show up with a ripped pair of jeans, an undershirt, whatever, holiest of holy events. That's all. What's for dinner? You got the beet salad. You got the pancetta. I love you, Mike. Let me have another drink. That is the world I'm living in. I didn't make this world. I have to live in it. So I'm sounding off. The only way I've survived all these years and gotten where I am, I would have been dead a long time ago if I didn't have the radio show. People have said it's probably true. I got a vent. I've got to use this show to vent. And in my venting, hopefully it makes enough sense and has enough entertainment value that you understand what I'm doing and you'll enjoy it. So on that note, we can start taking some calls because it's taken me 45 minutes or so to warm me up, to release me from the bondage of myself in order to fly like an eagle, because that's what I intend to do on the radio show tonight. So let's take the first caller out of San Francisco, KSFO. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the air. Go, what's on your mind?
The Egypt metaphor is better than you might even imagine, because just as the Jews left Egypt, they wandered for 40 years in the wilderness, and that's the life we live. The promised land is heaven. That lies ahead of us, and we're always tempted to go back to Egypt. And so we're wandering in the wilderness, and that's, even your dinner last night, you're tempted to go back to, the bondage in the Egypt, but you got to keep going forward because heaven awaits you, and you don't want to die in the wilderness.
Well, you know what? Okay, whatever you want to, whatever I said that touched you in your own way, you're relating to. You mentioned something about wandering for 40 years. Didn't you say the Jews wandered in the desert for 40 years, correct?
Right.
Now, this is a very important numeric thing. If you understand the significance of the word 40, it relates to Buddhists as well. You know that, don't you? Does anyone understand why I said the 40-year? The 40-year period comes back through several major religions, not just the Jews wandering the desert for 40 years. That's something for people to ponder. Check it out. 40 years again. Let's go across the country now to WABC in the heart of New York City. Marshall, thanks for listening. What's on your mind, Marshall?
Savage, I really was impressed with the opening of your show. And as I was sitting here listening, you told me you were going to switch to the mundane. And I can't wait to hear that.
You already heard the mundane. I went to the cost of the beet salad.
Oh, I want you to go further with that. I
could go even further than that. If I tell you that some took home a dinner, there wasn't enough that they ate there. A few took a package home. They had to have one for lunch, too.
But as far as Seder goes, I didn't realize exactly what it was. I know that the Jewish religion has ceremonies dealing with the bondage in Egypt. But what I didn't know was that it is also a self-bondage issue.
No, that's my interpretation. There is not a Jewish religious figure that teaches what I taught or share with my audience tonight. That's what I'm trying to teach people, is I change things. In other words, stop talking already about Egypt and slavery. No one cares. It's kind of embarrassing, by the way, for the Jews to go on and on about Egypt and slavery, in my opinion, incidentally. It's embarrassing, to be frank with you. What do you mean Egypt and slavery? Who cares about that? We're living in a time where people are being slaughtered on the planet, arms cut off, butchered in Syria. I'm supposed to say, you're past the matzah. I'm sorry. This makes me into a cynic. It's what drove me away from this years ago. I didn't want to hear about Egypt and slaves and never cared about it. It had no meaning for me whatsoever. And I want to tell you something else. What I just said to you, the savage interpretation of the Passover story, should resonate through the ages. And that's what I'm telling you tonight. I'm not going to live forever. I'm not going to be here forever. What I told you tonight can keep the Passover story alive for 1,000 years if people understood that the Passover story is not about Egypt and the Jews. It's about our own bondage in our own Egypt. And we afflict ourselves. And, of course, we should know our traditions. But the fact of the matter is we have to break our own bondage. We have to break our own chains. Now, that goes for Jews. It goes for Christians as well. It goes for atheists, for that matter. But atheists don't accept that any of their addictions are weaknesses. This is another story for another time. It's an ongoing story. To them, a drug addiction, they're an injection drug user. They're not a drug addict. That's the liberal way. A sex maniac is just a simple lifestyle choice, and so forth and so on. So in other words, the more addicted they are, the more they dig their heels in and say that that's their freedom. I'll be right back. It's a little cornball. That's like See the USA in a Chevrolet with Dinah Shore. I'm not in the mood. I'm getting a migraine just listening to her. Turn it off. Too optimistic, too cheery. I wouldn't want to know what she had to do 2 o'clock in the morning in those days in Hollywood to get through a day, let alone long day's journey into night. It is the Savage Nation. What is Holy Week? What is Palm Sunday? What is Holy Thursday? What is Good Friday? What is the Triduum? What is Pascha? What is Easter, the most important Christian holiday? It actually surpasses even Christmas, and it celebrates on the day Jesus rose from the dead. Easter really symbolizes forgiveness, rebirth, God's saving power. And to a believing Christian, the Christians view this day as a victory over sin, death, and all destructive forces in people's lives. That's Sunday. Now, let's go to the Seder, the Jewish Seder. The first was last night. Most Jewish people, even secular Jews, go to a Seder. They don't really know the meaning of it. And they listen to the mumbo-jumbo. They break the matzah and the this and that, and they eat and they go home. They have no idea. And they hear something about we were slaves in Egypt, and we eat the unleavened bread to remind us that we had to eat the bread of haste, and we didn't have time to make leavened bread and wait for the dough to rise, so we made the unleavened bread. It has no meaning whatsoever to the average rational thinking person, let alone to children who sit there. They're cut off completely from their own religion. I'm talking secular. Secular Jewish children are at a loss to understand the meaning of slavery in Egypt. They don't even understand what it means. It has no meaning to them. So they leave their religion. They walk away from it feeling that they're disconnected from such rituals and stories because it doesn't touch them. It doesn't touch them at all. I don't care whether you like what you're hearing or not. I'm telling you how it is. So what I suggest is that a Seder, from now on, you teach people there that the concept of Egypt and slavery is our own bondage. We're all slaves in our own Egypt. Whatever our addictions or weaknesses are, okay, the human condition, in other words, we're supposed to try to break the chain. We're supposed to liberate ourselves. That's our Egypt. That's our bondage, and we are supposed to break it. That, to me, is a modernistic view of looking at the Seder. Now, religious people aren't going to accept it. They like to have ancient religious rituals. God bless them. That's their opinion. I, on the other hand, feel that it's very important to interpret ancient traditions, including the Seder, so that it becomes capable, so the children become able to even understand what you're talking about. Or else the religion will disappear altogether. In other words, a religion that does not reach people will disappear. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just as languages disappear, religions will disappear too if they don't reach people. I'm telling you the way it is. So in my own way, I'm actually trying to give something to those who are listening to the show. At the same time, we're talking about the dinner itself that I put on and what went on from the schnurrers who, you know, ordered off the menu, which is funny in a way. But there's also a certain bitterness in why I'm telling this to you, a national audience. Remember, most people wouldn't even talk about it. They hide it and stay on the high road. Oh, talk about the dinner and this and that. That'll make you sound better. But that's not my show. My show is me. So, in other words, if you and I were sitting around today and I have a bad hangover from drinking too much vodka and I put out too much energy for a dinner for only 20 people, which I shouldn't have done for the 90th time in my life, I do it over and over again. I do too much for people. We sit around and say, I don't feel good. Why? I drank too much, number one, and there were a couple of schnurrers who ate things they shouldn't have done it to me. It's not the money. It's the principle. instead of saying to the owner of the restaurant, it was a great restaurant, wonderful food, I could have ordered the fixed price where you get the appetizer and the second and the entree you choose to, and a dessert, and boom, they go home. No, I had it like a schmendrick. I had to leave an open menu, so most people were decent, but a few were schnurs. They had to schnur out the shrimp and crab cocktail after eating appetizers at the bar. Then they had to order the extra whole crab and the extra crab mashed potato. Instead of just getting a plate with everything, they had to have the extra. There's always the guy who gets the sides. Does it matter to me? Am I going to remember it? I mean, I give money to the elephant fund. It's not the money. Don't you understand why I'm going on and on about it? It's a symbol of humanity. And so you say, well, stop already. You made your point. My family will hate me for this, for even mentioning it. I'm that kind of guy. Because I got to get this out of my system. It's eating me up. I don't know why I'm going on. I'm getting more OCD about things lately in my life. It's like an OCD thing. It's starting to bother me. I don't like being taken advantage of. I get mad. I get angry. It's not good for me. I don't want to be angry. Why, if they had mini pizzas, calamari, and sliders with all the wine they could drink at the beginning at the bar upstairs in the private bar, why did they then have to order separate appetizers and slow the meal down? You know what? I think I'll have the shrimp and crab cocktail. $18. All right. You can have it. You know what? I think I'll have... Oh, everyone has a salad? Good. I'll have the heirloom beet salad for $28. Now, who would have ordered that? I don't know who ordered what. I was too busy running, taking care of the dog. You know, well, why are you saying it? Because it happens to everyone listening to the show understands what I'm saying. Everyone's been on the receiving end of this if they put themselves out. So from the time going back to the fifth grade when my mother put on a birthday party for me in Queens, New York, I remember to this day that the food, who knows, the popcorn, I don't know what they, potato chips, I don't know what they served. From the first time I put on a devil's mask, a rubber devil's mask at one of those parties, it was funny, the costume I picked was a devil's. Little devil. I can smell the rubber to this day. It's like remembrances. It's like Proustian experience. I can remember remembrances of masks past. They had real rubber in those days. I put on a rubber mask. I remember the smell, like neoprene. It's probably toxic. Who knows? Put it on the mask with the horns. And I remember, like, grabbing Maxine in the fifth grade and trying to kiss her in the closet. She slapped me. She gave me a rap with that right hand. To this day, I have a slight hearing loss in the ear. Wham! I think she's working for Janet Napolitano today in DHS. I think she's high up either in DHS or Scientology. I'm not sure where. Well, today she could be running the Secret Service. I don't remember where she went. Who knows? She could have the transfusion tree in West Palm Beach, for all I know. A little West Palmer in the Century Village area. I really don't know where she is. I never kept in touch. That's another thing. I don't know how people keep in touch. Yeah, they go to a high school reunion. I don't know why. I didn't even like high school. What do you mean a reunion? Why would you go to a reunion and see all of the pimply people who picked on you when you were a kid? I never understood that. What's in it for people? They go back to reunions. I hear about that. I never wanted to go back. I was glad to get away from Jamaica High School. I never wanted to see the place again. Reunion, I can just imagine. Oh, yeah, I had a chain of dental clinics in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, oh, a chain. In other words, he was a Medicaid racketeer. I really don't want to hear about his chain of dental clinics that ripped off Medicaid or whatever. I don't need it. Anyway, here I am trying to have a good time in my own way. The night will come to an end. The show will come to an end. This man talking to you on the radio tonight, the entertainment factor, the religious factor, mixing the two together, may or may not be of some interest to you. I hope it is, because it is of interest to me. And it's been a very long day to get to this point tonight, I got to tell you. This was a true Eugene O'Neill day. This was genuinely like crawling on broken glass to get to the beginning of this show. I never saw anything like this long day's journey in tonight. Ming, these late night shows, I mean, I love it. I've gotten used to it. But it's a long day to get up to the nighttime. And I get up at every morning the same thing, 6:42, bing. No matter what I do with the curtains, any light comes in, boom. I say to myself, okay, I'm just going to get up, keep the curtains closed. I'm just going to get up for a minute, let the dog out in the yard, take care of the bathroom, then we'll come right back, go right back to sleep till 9 because the show's not on for another like 12 hours. I get up. By the time I go to the door, time I let the dog out, bingo, I go over to the computer, say, I just check a few emails. That's it, bingo. 10 minutes later, it's coffee, and I'm up for the day. So here I am, 12 hours later. I've been waiting to talk to you. How are you doing? How are you? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're driving in your car right now after going to dinner. I hope you talked about the slavery and even personally meant to you, and no one understood what you were. There'd been the pot mutts and the thing, and don't eat the unleavened. And it goes on and on and on and on, and people wonder why the children get disconnected. So having been a teacher when I was young, I understand how children think. You may not know this. 1976, I won an award. You'll never believe this. It just came to me the other day. I don't even talk about these things. Outstanding science books for children. Yeah, it was one of the greatest moments in my life. I wrote a science book for children. I won an award. I forget who gave it. Big deal. Why? Because I had a way to take complicated things, Teddy, and translate it down for the children. So tonight, children of the Savage Nation, I'm trying to show you the significance of Holy Week, Christians and Jews alike. The Seder to the Jews is coincidentally related to the Last Supper of Jesus with his 12 apostles. Now, I don't know who the Judas was at dinner last night. I wouldn't go that far. Now that I think about it, what I'm saying is, in a strange way, that the guy who ordered the heirloom beet salad for $28, in his own way, was like a Judas. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In other words, think about what I'm saying to you. On insignificant levels, for all of us, there is the crucifixion and resurrection. On trivial levels, for all of us, amongst our own friends and our own crowd, there's a Judas. Absolutely. On a mild level. Not that he's going to finger you and you're going to get knocked off. We're not living in a Sopranos-esque world, but you see what I'm saying? On every, in every way, there's symbolism, is what I'm getting at. On that note, you are listening to the one and only Savage Nation with a rare show, The Color of Easter Week, Holy Week, the Seder. The phone number is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis. Even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
April 15th is right around the corner, and if it's been a few years since you filed your last tax return, or you still owe taxes you can't afford to pay, there may never be a better time than now to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and whether you are being audited by the IRS or owe taxes due to self-employment, underwithholding, 401k withdrawals, or payroll or sales taxes, we can help. We can prepare your past due tax returns, even if you do not have all your records. you may be eligible to pay only pennies on the dollar for back taxes you owe, or you may qualify to get rid of your taxes and other debts through bankruptcy, as my firm is a debt relief agency. Remember, your privacy is only safe with an attorney. Don't let another April 15th pass you by and risk the IRS or state seizing your bank account or wages. The IRS and state are acting as aggressive as ever. Be sure that you exercise all of your legal rights. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make it your last stop.
Is there anything better than the smile on your child's face when they find their Easter eggs? And now for Easter 2013. At Hayes Elementary School in San Jose, you can enjoy that look again. On Saturday, March 30th at 1 p.m., get ready for the ultimate free Easter egg hunt. Please bring your own Easter basket to carry your eggs in. Over 5,000 plastic eggs are hatching candy and prizes all over the field. Find the golden ticket and win something really special. This is a free family event in a safe environment. Laura May Photography will be on hand with free professional family photos. Plus, there'll be free hot dogs, games, face painting, and balloons. Then, on Easter Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Hayes Elementary Cafeteria, come be part of a free drawing for a round-trip ticket on Southwest Airlines to anywhere they fly in the continental U.S. You must be 18 years or older for the drawing. Learn more at kingsway.us. It's a free Easter egg hunt on Saturday, March 30th. For more information, go to kingsway.us.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion, 800-479-2177.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the holiest week in the Christian calendar leading up to Sunday, as you know. And I'm talking about the Seder. Most Jews, secular Jews, don't even know that the Last Supper has anything to do with the Seder. They have no idea. Most Christians don't know that the Last Supper has anything to do with the Seder. So given that I live in America, I figured it's an important week for me to talk about these things. So I'm talking about a dinner, what happened, this and that. And I still haven't played the Four Sons, my speech from last night, which I've got to do. I'm going to run out of time. Let's take a couple of quick calls. Nick on WMAL. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mike. I tell you, I could tell that you're on a roll tonight, and I want you to know why I think your show is so popular. And it's because you're like the uncle that, you know, that used to take you hunting or used to take you fishing and would talk to you and would say things like...
No, I've heard that. I'm also sort of the Dutch uncle that a lot of people would go to dinner on a Sunday. He was there. He would say things, and he'd be very blunt. And people resented it at the dinner. They got mad at him. But by Tuesday or Wednesday, they were looking forward to Sunday again so they could see their uncle because they needed somebody to tell them the truth. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. I hope so. Who knows? You know, you touch people in your own way, everyone in radio. Let's go to Boca Raton, Rat's Mouth, Florida. Steve, you're on the Savage Nation on WFTL. Go ahead, Steve.
Michael, I would like you to please try to explain to me what it is to be Jewish. I've tried to ask people about their pride of being Jewish, and I tried to figure it out religiously what being Jewish means other than tradition and getting together with family and celebrating the past. Can you tell me what it is being Jewish in a religious sense means to people?
You're asking the wrong person because I take my pride from my work and from my family rather than from something I had nothing to do with. That's a complete sentence with a period on it, Steve. I have no idea why people walk around with a sense of pride based upon a religion that they happen to be born into or they are practicing, because they're abusing they're actually violating their own religious tenets by turning their religion into a source of pride. It becomes a worship of golden idol. So that's number one. Everyone says, I'm a blank and therefore I'm great, is violating the religious tenet of their own religion. That's number one. So, or their race or religion. I have no idea. Or nationality. What's to be proud about? What, a Frenchman should be proud for being a Frenchman? Why? France ceased being a world of any interest to the world after Napoleon. I mean, but yet they walk around with their nose in the air. I mean, the fact of the matter is, why? Why? What are they living on? They're living on the fumes of Napoleonic times. France has done nothing since Napoleon. And he was a horrible man. But nevertheless, the grandiosity of the average Frenchman is not based upon the France that they're living in. It's based upon the past. So it's not limited to the French. It's also tied to people in religions. I don't know why they would tie themselves. They would base their pride upon a religion. Do you?
No.
All right. So there's my answer. Is it a complete answer or not?
Well, it's helping.
It leaves you lacking an answer. But I can't give you that answer. I have always chosen to seek any pride I may have, and I don't have a lot of pride, incidentally, unless someone challenges me or tries to put me down, then my pride kicks in. And I walk around. I don't walk around like I'm proud. It's not my way through life. So the thing is, I take pride in my work. It's a craft, and I try to do a good show every day, and I write books that I think are good. I try to live as good a life as I can. I don't succeed, by the way. I'm just like everyone else. You know, but the fact is, I don't take pride in being a particular a person. I can take pride in being an American or this. Why? What did I have to do with America? I'm not George Washington. I can't stand people. I'm a great American. Where does that come from? How do guys in radio dare call themselves great Americans? Can you explain that to me, Steve?
That's a perfect example. What is there to be proud of?
Well, where's the greatness from being a writer or a talker? What greatness? Where'd that come from? Self-appointed greatnesses walking around, great American. Why? They invent a shtick and then they think it means something. Who buys that garbage? So there's your answer. I don't have an answer. That's your answer. That's all. So here we go. Now, look, I promised this and I have to do it. And I'm coming up against the hard break on the Savage Nation. It's already, you know, the middle of the second hour. I haven't gotten to it. You're listening. You're in a car. You're driving. If you're in New York, it's already 10:27 at night, 10:30, 10:27. You're exhausted from the meal. If you were at someone's house, you have to work again tomorrow. You can't believe it, how bad you got gas, the brisket. You're afraid that you're going to get a heart attack from the meat, the heavy food, the horrible food with the salt. You don't know why you eat it. You don't know why you went to your relative's house. You swore you'd never eat that garbage again. Meat that killed all of your ancestors, the same meal. The meal that killed everyone going back 4,000 years, you had to eat.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now. For the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. PG&E has now completed more than half of the 12 goals it was told to meet following the San Bruno pipeline explosion. The latest goals completed included the creation of public awareness plans and pipeline tests in highly populated areas. The utility still needs to do more mapping and testing of other pipelines on the system. A 72-year-old transient faces charges of threatening Congressman Sam Farr to blow up the Santa Cruz County building. He was arrested in Capitola and charged with making bomb and terrorist threats. Taking a look at the roadways, have an accident southbound 29, Robert Louis Stevenson State Park. Looks like your lane there is blocked. Northbound 29 at Tubbs Lane, also an accident being reported. Have a crash, actually is a stall, southbound Golden Gate Bridge, right at the toll plaza. Looks like it has the right lane blocked. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
All right, so there we go, the religious singing. So Christians who go to, like, satyrs, they think it's like, they think they're blessed with some kind of holiness from sitting there, and they don't understand what they're sitting through. Nor do most Jews. Most secular Jews have no idea. But I, being a philosopher and a thoughtful person, try to tell you that there's a way to make this relevant to children, which is very important. Otherwise, there'll be no Judaism going forward, except amongst the ultra-Orthodox, and there aren't as many of them as you may think. The secular Jewish children will detach from the religion in a way that will be very profound, unless they are, is there some way to make them understand what it even means. So, as I said to you, I already did this. I'm not going to do it again. It's the end of this. Tonight is over. The whole Passover story is not about the land of Egypt. It's not about the Jews were slaves in Egypt. Because the kid hears that, he gets, it's like, whoa, what is that? They can't relate to it. It doesn't mean anything to them. They think slavery, they think of the African experience in America. They don't think about that. So therefore, say, it doesn't mean anything to them. And they start to get like, who are they? I mean, I don't even know what they're saying. What is with the matzah anyway? The kid is a cynic. He's a born, first of all, a child, a realist, in addition to being a cynic. So you got to teach them that if they have weaknesses, the Seder is about overcoming their weaknesses. And Egypt means their own weaknesses. And that every year they look at their weaknesses and they try to make themselves stronger. That's a simple way to tell a child what Egypt means. That's all. Now, the rest you can do, fine. But unless you make it relevant to the children, it won't even be relevant to you. So we've covered that. Now, in the Seder service, there's a passage about the four types of children. And you ask the four questions. What are they asked of? What do they think? Blessed is God, blessed be he who gave the Torah to the people of Israel, blessed be he. The Torah speaks of four types of children, one who is wise and one who is contrary, one who is simple and one who does not even know how to ask a question. Here is Michael Savage last night, wait a minute, don't play it yet, explaining this to the four people during a private Savage dinner in San Francisco. In the background, if anyone has a very acute ear, can hear anyone ordering on the side with a whisper, a crab cake for $16, an extra crab for $45. If you can hear someone whispering to the waiter, let me have the heirloom beef salad for $28. Let's listen.
Okay, so blessed is God who gave the Torah to his people Israel. Blessed is he. The Torah speaks about four sons, one who is wise and one who is contrary, one who is simple and one who does not even know how to ask a question. The wise son asks, what is the meaning of the rules, laws, and customs which the eternal God has commanded us? You shall explain to him all the laws of Passover, right? The contrary son, or the lawyers, what is the meaning of this service to you? Saying you, he excludes himself. Unfortunately, I was that type. I would say, what does it mean to you? Meaning what? It means nothing to me. And because he excludes himself from the group, he denies a basic principle. And this is very important to tell a child. Because the child who is the wise guy actually casts himself into hell. Now, he may come back from that hell, but once he cuts himself off from the people, the family, the tribe, he's on his own. And when he's on his own, anything can happen, as we well know, right? So therefore, it's a very important series of questions for a child, and that's why it's included in this Haggadah. And then there's the third child. The third child says the simple son. The Robin Williams in the movie where he plays the simple son says, what is this? Then you shall say, he doesn't even know what it is. The strong man, the eternal brought us out of Egypt from Muhammad. And as for the sons who do not even know how to talk or how to ask a question, you have to talk for him. And it says, you shall tell your child on that day, this is done because on that which the eternal did for me when I came forth out of Egypt. So we finished the Seder. We're going to soon order dinner.
It was under the cover, the camouflage of the singing, that the Schnurrer must have ordered the extra cioppino, the box job that went home. It must have been under the Dianu singing when I wasn't paying attention. Anyway, look, it's all in good fun. The phone number is 855-407-28. I hope you're enjoying this program because you're never going to hear it again unless we replay it one of these days. And I haven't gotten back to my friend Dr. Sarfati explaining the holographic theory of the universe because I then asked the people at the table, does God exist? You cannot believe some of the answers. One of the gentlemen is an old friend of mine, a psychiatrist, brilliant man, said that on Linus Pauling's deathbed, he asked Linus Pauling that very question. And I think out of this, for the sake of privacy, I will not tell you what Linus Pauling said, so let's move on. Let's take some callers on the Savage Nation. Let's go to KSFO in San Francisco. David, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Yes, sir.
I have a family from Argentina that it seems to be a matter of pride to get the bill over $100 a head.
You mean when they come to the city, you take them to dinner and they try to jack the bill over $100?
Yeah, possibly a rare wine or two.
I don't understand it. What do you mean a rare wine or two?
Well, besides ordering heavy on the menu, they may order a bottle of wine that's kind of suspect, not a $15 or $20 or $50 bottle.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean they do this? Why? Why do they do it? Is it a cultural thing?
No, it's a family thing. And the only person who's really concerned with the bill is my father. He can't stand when they order wine or when.
So you, as a younger guy, say, "Hey, Dad, lighten up. What's the difference, right?" But your father, it burns him up, right?
Yeah.
You see, but that's what goes on in my family. Like, my son said, "What the heck is wrong with you?" He said, "Aren't you glad you could provide dinner for your friends? What do you care?" And I said, "It burns me up that they would do that." He said, "Lighten up. Forget about it." I don't know whether it's a cultural thing or an age thing, Dave. I really don't know. Look at it, because you're probably in your 40s, right?
Yeah, mid-40s.
Isn't that something, how I just pinned that one? Well, okay, so maybe it's an age thing. Who knows? I just don't know, really. 1-855-400-7282, if you care to join the conversation on this topic only, because really it's all I want to talk about. Now, I haven't played God in the Universe. I don't know if I should. It may be too esoteric. You know, it really may be. Oh, there was a story. Did I have to read a news story? I already did school bans the word Easter at an Alabama elementary school because it's not inclusive. They can't have an Easter egg roll, according to the moron principle. They're allowed to have eggs, but they can't call them Easter eggs. I don't know who they're offending by calling them Easter eggs. I have no idea why we're bending over backwards for throwbacks. I haven't any idea why. The country was founded by a sundry number of Christian people. And what, now they're not allowed to practice their own religion? Insanity, right? Just total insanity. I wouldn't permit that. North Korea puts rocket units on alert to attack the U.S. You hear this? We're sitting and waiting for a launch onto Guam or Hawaii or Alaska. And nothing's done. The spindly-legged one is on another vacation, on another golfing jaunt. Tells you to tighten your belt, and he's off on another junket. Unbelievable to me how they get away with it. Unbelievable what they're doing. I mean, it's beyond comprehension. I never saw anything like the hypocrisy. And I'm not talking about the music. I didn't say hip-hop-cracy. I said the hypocrisy in the White House. I didn't say the hip-hop-cracy in the White House, did I? No, I ain't talking about music, my friends. I'm talking about the straight old, good old, traditional hip-ocracy. WABC, Mike, New York. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation. Mike, go ahead, please.
Michael?
Mike, yes, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
I think I have to disagree with you about this whole Seder thing. Not because I think that I'm not a practicing Jew, you know what I'm saying? But this tradition, this idea of having overcome certain things, you know, to give inspiration. You understand what I'm saying?
But here's the interesting thing. You're not even a practicing Jew, and yet you're recommending that people be more traditional. So how does that work?
Not traditional in the sense of, Sharia law or whatever the Jewish equivalent of that is, because, you know, they walk around too, you know what I'm saying?
So, in other words, but you yourself are not a religious person, so why should traditions mean anything to you?
But what I think is, and there's like a negative example of that too, you could say, like, it leads to this, like, extremism. I imagine, like, back in the day, so to speak.
You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly how I feel about religion. That is exactly how I feel about religion. I think that the only salvation for the world is for the Muslims to move into, let us say, the 19th century. Let's cut our losses and stop living in the 9th century with Sharia law and cutting off hands and mutilating women and throwing rocks at people. I mean, it's insanity.
Can't afford to wait now.
The only salvation is for a reformation within the Muslim religion. I mean, the Jews have gone from the Old Testament. They read the Old Testament, even the religious, but they don't stone adulterers to death. You understand what I'm saying? So in the sense that, listen to what I'm going to say to you, in the sense that even the most religious Jewish person who believes every word of the original Bible, the Old Testament, so to speak, even they don't practice every word. Because if they did, in a way, they'd be practicing Sharia law when you think about it, right?
Or less on the same level, but like...
That's right, but they don't do that anymore. They don't do that anymore because they realize it's not right to stone an adulterer. They don't want to do that to people, so they may know that was the old law in those days, but they don't practice it. Nevertheless, since they have modified their own view of God's word, I can modify my view of traditions, and I can make it more meaningful to children if I choose to. At least that's one man's opinion. Lauren on WABC, thank God one woman didn't hang up yet tonight. is still hanging in there. Lauren, thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
It's Jew, and it's Holy Week, so whether it's the Torah or whether it's the New Testament, it's about giving, it's about loving one another, and I'm very grateful that you're around. Thank you. God bless.
Okay, thank you. That's very nice. It's a complete statement. That's all. I'm grateful I'm around. I never thought I would be. No, I am grateful I'm around, truthfully, with my 58, 49, 47. And that's not the Powerball numbers. That's the death age of my ancestors. Horrible, I mean. But look, you know, you think about that, too. Every religious service is like, when you think about it, although you're celebrating life, you're thinking about, because you're thinking about your, it brings you into your ancestors, like when they dropped dead. That's the horrible thing about that, too. People don't like why they, you know, cut their hair off and go to nightclubs at night instead. They think that they're going to dance the night away. They're going to be immortal. Well, we know where that goes. We know where that leads. But nevertheless, I mean, you can't escape the mortal coil, you know, no matter what you think you're going to do. You're part of the human condition. So what's the point of pretending you're going to live forever? All right, yeah, all right, fine. Take Botox. Fine. Work on your abs. Let's see how that works out when you're 70. Get back to me. Yeah, I'm working on my abs. Yeah, I understand. You got the Botox treatment. Yeah, right, all right. You did the hair transplant, and you got the Viagra. Right, you're doing great. The Propecia, it's all great. Get back to me. Tell me how that worked out when you're 73. Tell me if that's working, how that's working for you. I mean, there's only so much you can do to resist time and gravity, as has been said. I mean, time and gravity catches up with all of us. Take a look at Joan Rivers. A cymbal shot. This woman doesn't even understand what time did to her mind. You know, normally you say time and gravity affects the body. In her case, it's affected her cerebrum. She doesn't even understand that. Okay, Nina on WABC. Welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Nina?
Mike, I want to thank you for a hilarious show tonight. I couldn't stop laughing. I was rolling over and laughing. Now, I get your point about everything, and I agree with you. What I want to say is you should have invited Mayor Bloomberg.
Oh, yeah, wouldn't that be great? I wonder what he would have ordered. I wonder if he would have taken home a Cioppino on the side.
Drinks the size of the Porsche, and also what they could order.
Yeah, I wonder what. Yeah, because I left the open menu. So, what did you find funny? How I was talking about the schnurrers who took home the extra food and ordered the high priced items.
Listen, all I can say is just make a mental note of it, and
You know what? I did already. It's over, but I had to get it out of my system. So you say, well, who's ever going to talk to you again after this show? I don't care. How's that? Does that work? It doesn't matter to me. If there's no continuum in the Bay Area, and this is the way it is, I don't really care. I have my radio audience, I have my radio show, I have my family. What do I need? I need anything more? You know, I got the dog. What do I need? I need a continuum with people? Well, two of them invited me to dinner right away. I got one, come to this, and the next one, your birthday's coming up, come to our house. They're very nice. Two out of the 20, which is pretty good. You can't complain about that. It's very nice. Okay, Pennsylvania, Marion. He is a decent caller. Yeah. Marion, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi. I first want to tell you that you're wonderful. And we've never gone anywhere without bringing something with us.
Thank you. That's my mother's generation. Who shows up at a dinner without bringing so much as a flower? Something.
I know. They should have brought something with them. How rude of them.
That I think so. That's right. I didn't say bring a gift. I could have said in lieu of a gift, give money to the International Fund for Animal, you know, Welfare. I didn't do that either. You'd think people would just, I don't know. What do I want? Something that doesn't exist? Do you think I need a gift?
No.
I don't need a gift. That's not the point. It's a symbol. Is that right?
That's right. It's a courtesy. You don't go anywhere empty-handed.
That's right. My mother would show up with a cake from a bakery with a string around it. You think the people didn't need the cake? It was a symbol. Thank you for having me in your house. No one does that anymore, though, today, except you. You're the only one left who does it. Thank you for the call. Well, look, we're moving on here. I'm only right to the end. But I want to, before taking this break, got to tell you, Palm Sunday already was here, right? And it's a week of somber reflection on the events preceding the death of Jesus and his entry into Jerusalem, his betrayal by Judas, the Last Supper with his 12 apostles. is the Jewish Seder. It was a Seder. Jesus, having been Jewish, which of course every educated Christian knows, the Last Supper was a Seder with his 12 apostles. And then what, he knew he was going to be turned in by Judas. He said so. He got arrested, crucified, and died, buried in a tomb. And then he came back, right? He came back. Point is, it's a very powerful week. And I thought that I could beat you up with just doing a religious show, which I didn't want to do because you would get oppressed by it. People don't like it. If they want it, they go to a church or a synagogue to get oppressed and beaten up and feel bad and go home wringing with sweat that they feel like they're no good and rotten. And they're going to go, you know where, for being such evil people. But it's not my job to do a religious show. But I had to tell you that this is a religious week. And for me not to do a show on the religious week, what am I going to do? The Constitution? When you sit here and wrap myself in the flag, I'm not going to do it. I'll be right back. Well, today is Tuesday, March 26, 2013. And here are the headlines from michaelsavage.com. A postmortem of the death of the Russian tycoon shows he died from hanging. He was an enemy of the Russian government. Police said nothing pointed to a struggle, but they found him dead from hanging. North Korea puts rocket units on alert to attack the U.S., and he says there. And the lunatic says he's ready to attack the U.S. As far as the banking system goes, the Cyprus raid on savings accounts, you think it can't happen here? Well, better go to my site and check it out. Spain and Italy may be next. You trust your senators not to do it? Is there going to be a repeat of the filibuster? Well, I hope so. Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and Ted Cruz vow to block gun control. They're the only ones we have faith in. Good luck to them. University won't punish the student who complained about the Jesus Stomp professor. Oh, isn't that nice of them? To show you why we are where we are, more older Americans are using marijuana. Pass around a doobie. Old hippies. That's why America's in trouble. Libya, the Friends of Hillary Clinton, has imprisoned an American. Why? He talked about Christianity in Benghazi. Thank you, Hillary. You did a great job. Meanwhile, Obama's friends in Palestine, that is the West Bank, they removed a map so Obama wouldn't see that they eliminated Israel. They would like the Jews to commit suicide? No, thank you. Meanwhile, Obama's good friend Morsi in Egypt is threatening the opposition. To protect the nation, he may crack down and arrest them. Thank you, Hillary. Thank you, Obama. You blew up the Middle East. Meanwhile, your senators have just voted to protect illegal aliens to make sure they can't use Obamacare. You heard me. They're working for the enemy. The Democrats' immigration plan would cover LGBT, meaning gay couples. A retirement package in San Francisco area calls for $450,000 a year in retirement pay for a public servant. You heard what I just said. Alameda County Supervisor Susan Moranishi is going to take $423,000 a year for life, for the rest of her life. And you say the public service sector is not out of control? Criminals. 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 Who's going to stop them? Other public servants who are robbing us blind? You talk about a lack of morality here. It's unbelievable. That's why there's no way to turn sometimes except the Book of Ages, and I don't want to beat you up with it. I really do read the Bible, and my Bible is the Old Testament. Many of you don't know what that is, but it's, you know, the Jewish Bible, and it's in English, and I carry it with me because if I'm going to read anything, I'm going to read the original. I mean, I respect the King James Christian Bible, and I respect derivations thereof, but I'd like to see what the old prophets had to say. And, you know, when you look at things like what's going on in our world today, it's right out of Isaiah. It's Isaiah all over again. It's what the prophets were talking about in ancient Israel. It was about the people who were doing just what they're doing today in God's anger. And God, through these prophets, were warning the people that they were going to destroy the people, wreck their countries. And, you know, it's pretty frightening stuff. You know, it's hellfire and brimstone. Many of us don't believe. We laugh at this stuff. Some of us really believe it. But there's also hope in the Bible, you know, and I'm going to read you one. And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse. Jesse is never talked about. And a twig shall grow forth out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. You hear that? The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. You hear this? His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. In other words, he takes pleasure in being afraid of God. But look at the words. The spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now, that's the kind of stuff that I grew up on. It's the lowness now, the vipers of the earth, laughing and mocking at the entire edifice of civilization. It is as though madness seems to now rule in the media. And that is because they feel that they are gods themselves, that they're stronger than God, they're more powerful than God, that they are, in essence, demigods.
I'll be right back. This is the Savage Nation.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions.
Every stoplight is a drag race. Every corner, a chance to hug the road.
There's only one true American supercar, the Chevrolet Corvette. And only one true choice to find your Corvette in the Bay Area. Boardwalk Chevrolet in Redwood City, the number one Corvette dealer west of the Rockies, with over 50 new Corvettes in stock. Coupes, convertibles, Z06s, ZR1s, with all of the colors and performance options you want. And to ensure they get a great allotment of the all-new C7 Stingray, Boardwalk Chevrolet is dealing like never before. Drive a hot new 2013 Corvette Grand Sport Coupe for $10,000 off MSRP after $2,000 factory rebate. You heard right. $10,000 off the new Corvette Grand Sport. That's just the start of the savings. View Boardwalk's entire selection of new Corvettes online at GoBoardwalk.com. That's GoBoardwalk.com. Or see Boardwalk Chevrolet off 101 and Whipple in Redwood City.
If you simply start taking Social Security benefits at face value, you could be leaving tens of thousands of dollars on the table. But if you knew a few little-known strategies, you could earn tens of thousands of dollars, even as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. And if you earn more in Social Security income, you wouldn't be depleting your other retirement accounts, leaving you with the ability to do all of the things you ever dreamed of in retirement, or to pass along more of your wealth to the people you love. Take the first step and get a copy of a free report, The Social Security Decision, from the Integrated Wealth Consultants. This report is free, so you've got nothing to lose. Learn how you can generate as much as $100,000 more in Social Security income. Call to get your free report right now at 415-233-7137. 415-233-7137. That's 415-233-7137.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-479-2177. That's 800-479-2177. American Bullion, 800-479-2177.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 to noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Portland, Maine. Renee, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, I'm becoming a crossover, Mike. I used to listen to Christian radio. That's all I listened to. And I've totally changed over. I was calling to tell you I thought you ought to be a pastor. And then I realized that you are. I think you're a prophet. You blew my mind a few minutes ago when you brought up Isaiah, my favorite verse in Isaiah 11, my favorite book of the Bible. I think you're like the sons of Issachar who know the signs and the times. You got your pulse on exactly what's happening, and I am just so psyched. You get my pulse going.
Well, that's why the media hates me and tries to ignore me.
You're absolutely right about
the media. In other words, the more they ignore me and the more they hate me, the more I know that I'm touching a chord of truth in America. Let them ignore me. See if I care. They apparently don't need me and I don't need them. But the fact of the matter is, you have to ask yourself, why is it that Michael Savage is the only person never seen on any of the cable channels? How is it possible? I mean, you think if I'm so controversial, they'd want me on. Instead, they'd rather have a double murderer on. Ask yourself why.
Hello?
No, I'm here. No, why would they rather have a double murderer on or a sexual pervert or a judge who lets deviants out of jail? Anybody but Michael Savage? I'm controversial. I have a huge audience. I'd be good for ratings. So there are certain things that they will not do for ratings. Now, there's no problem with having an alleged double murderer on for ratings. That's fine. But to have somebody speaks about the Bible and the truth and against immorality? You can't have that on cable.
You know what? You're reaching people. You're reaching people that need to hear you that will never go into a church. And the reason that
They won't go into a church and they won't go into a synagogue. I have loads of lapsed Jews and lapsed Christians who listen to this show.
Great. But you know what? It's time for people to wake up. And when the church wakes up and stops giving in to the idolatry and everything that the world is pushing out, especially Hollywood, especially media, then it's going to turn around. And I want to tell you one good movie. It just came out. It's called One Night with the King. It's playing all over the country. Story of Esther. Have you seen it?
I never liked biblical epics. Not one of them ever really worked for me. I don't know why. Maybe it was the accents are always wrong.
Haman gets hanged. It's awesome.
Okay, I'll look for it. Thanks for the kind compliments. I never liked biblical epics. You know, like when they speak in British accents, it sort of throws it for me. It was like the HBO series on Rome. It was well done, but they spoke with British accents. Couldn't they speak in Italian with English subtitles? It would have been better. They were they were very good British actors, but some I couldn't relate to. Ancient Romans speaking sort of a modern Cambridge, you know, English. It didn't work for me. I wanted to hear like Babylonians in the background babbling. I wanted to hear Babylonians babbling. So I don't want to read the Bible to you. I said I don't want to. But I do sometimes when I get freaked out because there's nowhere else to turn. Why do you think people have been reading it forever? Why do you think it's called the Rock of Ages? And there's a lot of people who believe in this, and they can't all be stupid. Some of them may actually be as smart as you. It's hard to believe. Some of them may be as smart as you atheists. And yet they still believe in God. How is that possible? How is it possible that they could be as smart as you and they still believe in the Bible? Zechariah talks about what could be considered nuclear war. And it shall come to pass in that day that there shall not be light, but heavy clouds and thick. You hear this? And there shall be one day which shall be known as the Lord's, not day and not night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time there shall be light. And it shall come to pass in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea and half of them toward the western sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. It's frightening. I mean, it really makes your hair stand up because it's pretty ugly what's coming. He says, I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle. If this doesn't sound like what's going on right now, it seems to me all the nations of the world are lined up against Jerusalem right now. It seems all the nations are lined up against Jerusalem except the nation of Christianity here in America. And the city shall be taken and the houses rifled and the women ravished and half the city shall go forth into captivity. But the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations. And when he fighteth in the day of battle, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives. Shall I stop this right now? Read it for yourself. It's in Zechariah 14. So he actually, in this Zechariah, predicts that Israel shall be attacked, the city shall be razed, half the city shall be taken into captivity, and at that point, God steps in. And at that point, you'll have to see how this story comes out. It says that, because it goes like this, and it shall come to pass in that day that there shall not be light, but heavy clouds and thick. So the Israelis then go nuclear, and they incinerate Iran, they incinerate Syria, they incinerate their enemies. And it shall come to pass in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea and half of them toward the western sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall the Lord be one and his name one. All the land shall be turned. I don't want to read anymore because many of you don't believe in this. And I don't know whether to believe in it. And this shall be the plague where the Lord will smite all the peoples that have warred against Jerusalem. You listening to this one? If this is not a description of nuclear destruction of the Iranian people and the Syrian people, I'd like to know a better clinical description of than what I'm going to read to you. I'll read it to you. It is a description of the after effects of a nuclear holocaust upon Iran and upon Syria. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the peoples that have warred against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. And their eyes shall consume away in their sockets. And their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them. And they shall lay hold every one in the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. So it's terrible. It's terrible, but that is what the psychopath from Iran wants. The psychopath from Iran is trying to annihilate the Jewish people. He stands up with that dirty smirk on his face every day and says, the death of Israel is near. The Jews shall be driven into the sea. We shall destroy it. This is every day. And those pimps at the UN, those whoremongering pimps at the UN say nothing. Those dirty, useless pimps in the UN. I have nothing but utter guttered contempt for all of them. They're worthless, all of them. They say nothing. Instead, they attack America. They attack Israel. And they wonder why we, the people who know what's going on, want those degenerate bums thrown out of the east side. Don't get me started. Don't get me started because I can get really good started here. The UN, I spit on them. Worthless. But God will take care of them in the end, I can guarantee you. But what I've read to you before I got emotionally wrapped up in this is a perfect clinical description of what happens to people with the effects of a nuclear bomb. Now, it's interesting that I'm talking about this right now because I once interviewed on this show the man who created the neutron bomb, and it was an astounding interview. But he wrote an autobiography called Shame. His name is Cohen, I remember now. Mr. Cohen developed the neutron bomb. By the way, we have no neutron bombs. George Bush Sr. Disassembled all of them in an attempt to make the world safer. Did you know that? I don't know if you know this. It's shocking to it's heartbreaking to tell you this, but hey, what the heck? I'm that kind of guy. We once had neutron bombs. George Bush I disassembled all of our neutron bombs in an attempt to make peace. He went along the liberal road. Now, our enemies now have neutron bombs. We don't, so far as I last checked. But Mr. Cohen writes in his autobiography, Shame, about a lot of symptoms of a nuclear explosion. And you're not going to believe what I tell you, and it's going to take me a little time to get into this. I didn't plan on this right now. I'm going to have to go get the book, which I have a few steps from here in my vast, savage library. I have the biography. I'm looking right at it here, but it's at the back of the office, the studio. He describes why he thinks, psychologically, why he became a scientist and why he developed a bomb that would do this to people. The symptoms that I just described to you, the melting away, in essence, of a person's flesh. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their sockets, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. To me, out of Zechariah, I'm reading to you a prophetic vision of what's coming to the enemies of Israel. It ends with Jerusalem shall dwell safely. The enemy shall be exterminated. But this is after half the Jews are killed and taken into captivity. In other words, you want to talk about a nightmare scenario. You know, who's the winner here? Well, it would be much better if the UN sent out a strike force to take out the psychopath of Iran before he leads the world to a nuclear holocaust. That is what any sane individual would understand needs to be done. These madmen must be stopped. But instead, we have psychopaths in America. We have idiots on the Democrat side who say we are provoking Iran, that they're peace-loving people, that they mean no harm. They are the most dangerous people on the planet. These potheads, these sexual deviants that the media continues to hold up as role models. These know-nothings, these psychopaths. Get up and scream they hate George Bush. They hate the military. We're the warmonger. They have everything upside down. They may as well be looking through a diseased mind, because they are looking through a diseased mind. As William Blake the poet wrote in the 19th century, the mind that alters, alters all. They have altered everything. They now take the nation, their fatherland or their motherland called America, which has given them so much, and they spit on it and they hate it. And they turn us into the monster, and they turn the true enemy of civilization, of life, into an oppressed minority. If that's not an example of an insane mind, I'd like to know what is. These are all symptoms, though. These are not the problem. I want you to understand something. This book is not the problem. These people who appear on Larry King are not the problem. They are mere symptoms of the disease, the rot of our soul. The nation's soul has been rotted out. Just as the enemies of Israel will take half the nation and destroy it and put it in captivity, so half of our nation has been taken and put into the captivity of liberalism. Don't you understand that? They are the diseased minds of our time. And we must not let that disease spread to the rest of us, particularly in these times. We must not let the diseased minds convince us that they have the right way. Everything they say is wrong. Everything they tell you is upside down. How else do you explain an idiot telling us that Iran means us no harm, when every day Iran says, we will destroy every Jew, we will kill, we'll destroy Israel, wipe it off the planet? Why is this guy allowed to speak on Fox, on MSNBC, on CNN?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Sound Talk 560 KSFO. A New York judge says a contract that allegedly gives a man part ownership of Facebook is fake. He's recommending that the multi-billion dollar lawsuit against Mark Zuckerberg be thrown out. Samsung Semiconductor is getting $7 million to expand its R&D headquarters in San Jose. The city council approved the incentives package to keep the company from expanding in Texas. And four tree sitters were arrested today protesting the construction of a Highway 101 bypass in Willits. The arrest came on the day that Mendocino County supervisors reaffirmed their support for the project. Taking a look at the roadways northbound 101 at Highway 92. Earlier crash, well, still there. It's off to the right shoulder, but traffic's still going to be slow from about Ralston Avenue in Belmont. Other than that, it looks like we've got a stall southbound 680 at Highway 84. It's blocking the left lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Milestop. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Milestop's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast. And it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-238-9549. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-238-9549. Or go to Migralax.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X.com. Or call 800-238-9549.
Only the Home Depot has kiddo worry-free smoke alarms from just $24.97. A sealed lithium battery keeps these alarms working for 10 years so you never change batteries. With four models for specific rooms in your home, like a lighted hallway alarm or voice alert bedroom alarm, upgrade your smoke alarms and set your worries aside for 10 years. Kiddo worry-free smoke alarms starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Coming up on the next morning show, it's Whistleblower Wednesday, where you blow the whistle on the waste, the fraud, the abuse. Join the crew and me, Brian Sussman, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
One in five New York City preteens is diagnosed with mental illness. No kidding. I saw HBO's Phil Spector, a spectacular travesty. Meanwhile, the ivory trade is erasing generations of elephants. Give money to the International Fund for Animal Welfare on the left side of Michael Savage. Finally, on michaelsavage.com, read the interview with Michael Savage in The New Yorker, and you'll find out why people are tuning in to the Savage Nation.
So here we are. What do you want to talk about? In great celebrations, Christ's Last Supper took place during Passover. Many people think it was a Seder, but that is in somewhat dispute. Christians at this time, at Easter time, find a rebirth of spirituality in the resurrection of Christ, while Jews at this time of Passover recount to all of their children their ancestral, miraculous, ancestral escape to freedom to worship one God. Now, we're going to look at the words passed over and angel of death for a moment, because it's a living Bible for us today. Plagues and punishments were visited on the Egyptian pharaoh's people. Homes of the enslaved Jews of the time were passed over by an angel of death who slayed the firstborn of the Egyptians. That's the mythical tale. Do we have a conservative Republican Party? Where are they? Where have they gone? They're invisible. Nothing to say about China. They're not there. They're invisible. Where have they gone? Anybody have any idea where the Republicans are hiding? Are they in the Caribbean? Are they in France? Are they in Provence? Brian, Boston, Mass., you're on the air.
Hey, Michael.
Yeah.
good stuff. Okay, I'm not trying to change horses on you here, but since I'm you know, more of an English Christian than perhaps than you are or whatever, what is your slant right now on Good Friday and Easter Sunday? I mean, how, you know, you were born and raised in this country, in America.
You mean what do I think Good Friday is and what do I think Easter Sunday is?
Well, I mean, what does it mean to you? I mean, do you feel, is it going the same way as Christmas, that it's just another reason to take a day off and it's going to go the same way as Christmas Day?
I think that there are no, there's fundamentally no reason to believe that in 50 years there'll be any church attendance in this country.
Are you kidding?
I'm terrified to tell you that I think that the church is being beaten up so badly by the government media complex that people are disconnecting from it in record numbers. They believe in God, but they don't believe in organized religion the way they did.
Well, Michael, I've spent some time in Jerusalem, and I do have to tell you that I was very impressed. I have more questions leaving Jerusalem than I have when I arrive, but that's just because I'm ignorant. I'm still trying to learn as I go through life, but it just seems to me that there's a lethargy that's creeping in under every stone. You know, you were asking where I think the conservatives are. I think they're sitting underneath a dustbin somewhere out the back of a restaurant in New York City. I mean,
we don't have a two-party system, which means we have a monarchy. And we have now a king called, in the House of Lords, called a Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it's the equivalent of a monarchy.
So what's it going to take to change all this, Michael? I mean, are we going to...
You have a revolution when people can buy cheap hamburgers and get pornography 24 hours a day in their bedroom. They're brainwashed. In other words,
good.
Bryant, why should a man go to the barricades if he can stay home and munch on a cheeseburger, swill a beer, and watch porno?
And it's not even forced to vote when time comes.
What does he need to vote for? He's got the cheeseburger, occluding his arteries. He's got the porno occluding his conscience.
Yeah.
Okay, what does he need to vote for? He's got everything he ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
Brian, thank you for calling.
Okay, mate.
I'm sorry to be so cynical. I can't help it. It's in my genes. New York, New York. Ross, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, I was so impressed, so stirred by your show. I have a theory, Mike.
Yes.
And what is this mighty country of ours? And I'm a conspiracist at heart. What is this mighty country of ours, with all of the propaganda and disinformation we get? I believe, okay, that's all I will say about that, that the drug business, which has been huge, from South America into Cuba, from Cuba into America. Am I right? I don't know.
Now, Ross, I don't know anything. How can we ever prove or disprove that? But I will say this.
We're going to have to wait.
But if we took your conspiracy theory on the face of it, I would say you've got it half right. I would say there's plenty of evidence that Cuba is a transit point into the United States.
It is.
I mean, why don't you assume that they're partners in the deal?
Yeah, I have.
Now, but here's who I blame. But I'll tell you who I blame. I blame Spielberg, Katzenberg, Geffen. I blame all of the Hollywood mafia. I blame the New York press mafia. I blame these people for one major reason.
Yeah.
How they could cater to him with such devotion makes no sense to me. Are they that? Ross, I got to finish the analogy. I was walking with my wife the other night, and I said to her, Mrs. Savage, I said, how could these people in Hollywood worth billions of dollars with all this power support a man who they know is so corrupt? Don't they understand what they're doing to their own country? And I said, is it possible that they have been glancing into the sun for so long to see their own reflections that they have been blinded by their own reflection? You follow me, Ross?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know what she said to me? She said, you don't have it right, Mike. She said, they admire a dictator. They admire a Fidel Castro in Hollywood. I said, why? She said, analyze how they run a Hollywood studio. They run it like a dictatorship. They treat everybody like serfs. And they say to them, do it my way or you'll never work in this town again. So they love a guy like Castro, she said, because to them it's like a giant film colony. And he's like a giant film boss who's got a whole nation of people he can kick around. She said they live on kicking people around, so they love Castro. They can empathize with these people. Was she wrong, Ross?
You should come out here and see these freaks in the Hamptons, in East Hampton. These pompous freaks.
What, how they walk around?
The Hollywood stars. They're pompous freaks. You know, we are.
But Ross, hold it. Your anger and your indignation is proper, but I have found a way not to get a stroke.
Well,
you know what? When I see one of those
people. I'm on high blood pressure pills. Tell me.
When I see those people and the instinct is to strangle them, I mean, but you don't do it, obviously. You're a sane man who believes in the law. When you see that pompous arrogance on these people, all you got to remember is God sees the truth but waits.
Right.
God sees the truth but waits. Ross, leave it to the hand of God, not to the hand of man to get even.
And remember
the other adage.
Yeah.
Pride cometh before a fall.
Yes.
When you see the face of pride, when you see the haughty women, the prostitutes, their wives, the prostitute-like wives, remember you're watching the Bible come alive again.
Author and activist Tom Hayden, commenting on the roots of Al-Qaeda and their platform? I don't know. Tom Hayden, you know, it was Jane Fonda's husband. The guy was a washout even in those days, as far as I could tell. Author commenting on the new religious left and religion and politics. I'm not going to even get into this. To a liberal, liberalism is a religion. That's all I want to tell you. To a liberal, liberalism is their religion, which is why they're so defensive about it and why they will never forgive a person if they go against their religion and their doxies. Do you understand that? Liberalism is a religion. It's sort of an anti-religion is what it really is, but let's just put it in the context of what I said to you. It has its own rituals. It has its own chants. It has its own doxies. And it's a very hard belief system. And if you go up against that religion called liberalism, they will bring all the powers to bear upon you, including their Bible, and their Bible is the media. They own the media. The media is, in essence, the liberal Bible. Every time you turn on a television show, it's the liberal Bible being unfolded for you in chapter and verse. So that's why they get so angry at a person like me, because I am, to them, a prophet of doom. I'm the anti-liberal. And as an anti-liberal, I threaten their religious beliefs, their doxies. That's why they hate my guts. So if I'm doing something that offends them so much, I must be doing something right, because as the good doctor, I am simply trying to cure them of their disease. Liberalism is a mental disorder. There is no question about it that they don't even understand the danger they are in. I do, and I will tell them about the danger they are in every day.
This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Going back to the My Vegan thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite. After 5 weeks, she was starting to clear up. And then one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's clear. She's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Weekdays at 3.
There are no checks on these people right now. If you're sitting on the fence, wake the hell up!
Mark Levin.
You're losing your country.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
I'm a bit of spring fever. I love the spring, as we all do. I'm a botanist in part. One of my master's degrees is in botany, ethnobotany. And I love flowering plants, and I look forward to it, as we all do. It's just part of the cycle of life. And yet I dread it because I get my allergies are out of control. I know it's not affecting you yet in New York or on the East Coast, but I have spring fever. I'm a little drowsy. I'm burned out from the lies coming from the administration and from the Republicans, which is why I declared myself an independent conservative in 1994. And so here we are. We don't know who to believe. You know how nightclub performers go to other nightclub performers' performances and they can't believe how good the guy is? That's who I am in the media. yet no one acknowledges going to my nightclub performance every night. But you do. That's why you're listening. Why have you turned that, tuned out of politics? Answer, because you can't do anything about the politicians. I have a lot of politics I want to do tonight, and then I don't want to do it. So let's do this. Open mic to mic, 855-400-7282. And I will answer personal questions, personal advice in any area. I'll put on my sort of pop psychologist hat. And since I'm a know-it-all anyway, and I've been around the block a few times, and you've come to love me, whether it's marital advice, family advice, career advice, nutritional advice. I don't give medical advice. It's the one thing I won't do because I'm not a medical doctor. But I'm as good as anybody in advice on situations, as you well know. We can do that, mixing in with politics. Now I'm going to go since you're calling 855-407-282. You know what's shocking? I went to my website tonight just before the show. Principal calls off honors night because it could be devastating to students who missed the mark. You hear this, moron? In Massachusetts, no honors night because it could be devastating to idiots who are not getting an honors award. You hear this? I told you, my liar. I went to school where we were ridiculed if we didn't get certain grades. And this moron wants to punish students who work their hearts out to win honors awards. You hear what's going on in your classrooms today? I had a teacher, an Irishman, who had three fingers on a hand or two. And it was alleged that he lost it in an IRA bombing plot. He was with the IRA. That's what everyone said about him. God rest his soul. We loved him. He was tough as iron. This guy was as tough as a blackboard. I won't mention his name because his children probably are around or grandchildren. I told you what he did. Okay, tests come back. He'd call you up to the front of the classroom in order of your grades. So if you got a 99 or 100, you'd come up first. And he'd say, Maddie, I want to thank you. Now, everybody look at Mary. You know, she got 100. I can't do Irish accents very well. Nevertheless, then he'd go down the list. And by the time he got to me, if I had like a 68, I was red-faced, squirming. And he would look at you and he'd say, you know, and he would ridicule you. And what did it do to you? It made you want to work harder. Ipswich Middle High School, the principal calls off honors night because it could be devastating to students who missed the mark, which is why America's finished as a nation. It's a nation of losers, abusers, moochers, takers, period. End of story. So you go down on my website and you see a picture, North Korea, and there is a picture of Kim Jong-un. And it shocked me because, as I was joking before the show, I consider him a can I do this, Doug, or not? You want me to stop? Doug has to tell me whether I can go forward with what I'm about to say. Are you positive I won't get sued? Okay, he's a dead ringer for my producer. I don't know whether he's related to him or not, and he was implanted into the show to see if he can get the information back to North Korea. But I've considered Doug a friend of mine. He looks like him. If he gets a short haircut from Supercuts and he's holding a pair of binoculars from a vantage point, he's a dead ringer for Kim Jong-un. And the other guy who works for me, Neil, if I was staging a World War II movie, and I needed someone to be the head of an SS Panzer division, it would be Neil. Okay, or he'd be the head of a special forces operation. Either way, it's like the Young Lions. And they say I look like Bernie Madoff with a beard. So the point of my story is that we all can ridicule each other, and we laugh hysterically. What happened to my world? Why is everyone so stupid that they can't be ridiculed? And why is the font so small on my tello screen that I can't read the letters? 855-407-282. Why have you turned... No, I want to do personal advice. Whose boot should be on the ground in Paris? I'm joking. Whose boot should be on the ground in Syria? Whose boot should be on the ground in Syria? I feel like I'm punch drunk right now from it all. The news is so awful. Houston, Texas, Anthony, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Oh, hey, I'm married. I've got three kids, and the marriage is not that good. When do you know when they get divorced? I mean, I'm staying married because of the kids.
Well, that's the best reason to stay married is for the children. In fact, divorce is devastating for children. The question is, how much pain can you take? Now, given that you're married, you know you can already take pain, or else you wouldn't have gotten married to begin with. So how many years are you married? 13 years?
No, 3 years. Married 3 years, so we got.
And you have two, okay, but how many? You have two children in 3 years.
We had twins, and we had a 10-year-old stepson that I love like my own son.
Well, all right, it's no joke talking about things like this. You know, to throw out an answer, it would be facetious. But what's the real reason? She and you don't have the fun stuff anymore? That's over?
No, I mean, it's almost like, you know, I don't like the way she raises my kids. I don't like, you know, I mean, she's hard to get along with. We get along, I put up with a lot, you know, I put up with a lot. And when she's easy to get along with, it's fine. You know, the marriage is good. But when she picks fights and when she mistreats her kids, it's hard. But I see how she raised.
You know, but when a man says I put up with a lot today, you have to put it in context. Jody Arias, you didn't marry with a 24 stab job, a slit throat, and shot in the toilet. The thing is that women can be pretty crazy when they get crazy, so be careful here. You know, hell hath no fury like a woman spurned. Look what this one just did to her boyfriend. I think you ought to count your lucky stars and stay married. I mean, that's why God invented alcohol. That's why God let man invent alcohol, rather. He envisioned marriages that no one wanted to be in. Come on, I'm being facetious. I can't give marital advice. I don't know the situation. And if she was on the phone right now with you, I'm sure I'd hear the other side of the story. You know. Again, we're open to any topic that I've touched on from the website or personal advice. I'm very good at personal advice when I'm in the mood. I don't even know if I'm going to stick with that more than one segment. Even the dog is asleep on the floor, and it's early here. Even he doesn't want to move tonight. He's laying around listlessly. Maybe he has allergies. It's possible. That's because he's not eating the canine, paleolithic canine diet. You know, with the modern dog food, maybe they're making them sick. You know, these idiotic diets really amaze me. The paleo diet now. No dairy, no wheat. Just live on meat, fruits, and nuts. No grains. All right, fine. Good luck to you. As though we haven't adapted over a million years. As though the human being has not adapted and can't adapt. It's on the face of it ludicrous. You know, I mean, you can make up a diet for any situation that you wish. If you want to eat a paleo diet, fine, but don't prescribe it for the whole human race. What I love is the idiocy about what's it called now? Oh, the glutophobes out there. And I don't mean people who are afraid of their own behinds. I'm talking about people who are afraid of gluten. There's an entire generation of brainwashed people who believe that wheat is their greatest enemy. Now, so far, thank God, the little man in New York City has not attacked wheat. He's attacked salt, fat, sugar, I forget, and cigarettes, okay? He has not yet focused on banning wheat or cutting back on wheat portions in Manhattan or else in the five boroughs. I'm talking about Mayor Bamberg. He has not turned his attention to gluten and the dangers thereof. But the fact of the matter is, every culture on Earth, I don't care whether it's Middle Eastern, falafel, whether it is Mexican, South American, tamales, wherever you go on Earth, Indian food, the naan bread, every culture on Earth is wheat-based. And so now we're supposed to believe that a group of emaciated, degenerate hippies from San Francisco discovered something the rest of the world didn't know, that gluten is the enemy of mankind. It's crazy. On the face of it, it's insane. You understand what I'm saying? Now, there are people who have celiac disease who should avoid gluten. I understand that. I'm a trained, PhD in the field. And I have to remind you that I'm not just talking like an ignoramus. The issue is I'm highly educated in the field. Of course there are people with celiac disease, but you can't now say everyone should avoid gluten. It's glutophobia.